This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
John Michaels is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He hosts mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. You can hear him nationally on ESPN Radio. There's a lot to talk about. You got the NBA play-ins beginning tonight. You got the Dolphins in seeming disarray. And our UM quarterback is getting talked about by your podcast co-host, Ryan Clark. So I'm going to start there, John, because I just want to get your take. Carson Beck, because you had this Tennessee quarterback. I don't know how to pronounce his name. I keep saying Amalevin, but how do you pronounce his name, John? You probably know.
It's Nico Iamaleava.
I'm going to stick with Amalevin because I couldn't. I would need several lessons. I need several lessons. But he's going to transfer. He was going to hold out at Tennessee. He ends up leaving because they're not going to put up with the holdout. And then Mario Cristobal had said at the spring game, if you want to hold out at UM, you can go out. And then so right. Ryan Clark said today that Mario Cristobal has some culpability in the holdout because he gave $4 million to Carson Beck, and he's not even the best quarterback in college. So I just want to get your take because you watched him at Georgia. You're up there in Atlanta. You watched him in Georgia. How good is Carson Beck?
He's really good. I know people are going to get caught up on the narrative that he had a bad campaign a year ago. He had about a bad four-game stretch where I think he went one touchdown and 9 interceptions. That part is true. He also had the receiving core that led college football in drop passes a year ago. And if you watched the games that we did, they had some egregious early drops. I'm talking about the game against Alabama. First throw of the game, he throws a dot down the sideline. It's going to be a 75-yard touchdown pass, doink, right off the receiver's hand. You had another one where, I think against Texas in the SEC championship game, first play, down the sideline, boom, same thing, drop. Same thing happened against Georgia Tech. So they had a lot of big drops where guys flat out struggled. And I thought there were times he tried to do too much last year. The game against Florida, he threw 3 interceptions in the game against that Florida defense is absolutely criminal that you would do something like that. But he also ended up, I believe, leading the SEC in touchdown passes with 28. In 2 years, he's thrown over 6,000 yards, something like 63 touchdowns. The kid can flat out spin it. Oh, by the way, he was 28-3 as a starting quarterback at Georgia, and the only thing he didn't do was win a national title. You know, they got to 2 SEC championships. They won an SEC title. I'll take anything like that. And the fact that Mario Cristobal comes up, not only that, you had Mike Greenberg throwing up some nonsense about, you know, when Nico was talking about renegotiating. Well, Mario Cristobal did that while he was at Oregon to leave for Miami. Dude, every coach does that. If there's a job out there that they want, you have the guy at NC State that had already left McNeese State to take the NC State coaching job while he was still coaching McNeese State in the NCAA tournament. Like, there's things like that that happen in coaching. It's different with players. I thought Nico's dad came across as a self-centered jerk with all of this, you know, basically begging for his kid to get more money. There was talk that that kid and some of his teammates were going to hold out during the playoffs. Like, Nico Iamaliava was the definition of an average quarterback, and I love the fact that now there's reports that teams will get in and maybe want him if he drops his asking price to less than his original number that he was going to get at Tennessee.
But isn't this where we're headed? They talked about trying to do CBAs with the players. You got to sign contracts and all that. But isn't this where we're headed when they just open up NIL and say, hey, start paying the kids? That damn Arch Manning, who is – he's a beautiful human being. He's making 6'5 at Texas, and I know they got long money out there, but is he worth 6'5? Isn't this exactly what the NIL was about to create when they opened it up?
Yeah, and this is where I blame the NCAA. The NCAA is the most gutless, spineless, useless organization, at least when it comes to college football. I don't know what they do for college baseball or gymnastics or anything else. The only time we hear about the NCAA president is when they decide, ooh, you know what? Such and such gave impermissible benefits a day early. Or, hey, this team is doing this 3 days late. They picked and choose who they want to do. But when it came to the major issues like NIL and the transfer portal, they sit back and they look like some of the idiots like Wile E. Coyote from the old cartoons. They had no idea what was going on. And now the Acme bomb is blown up in their face and they've got smoke and powder all over their face and they look stupid. You have to have guidelines in place. What they did was go, well, California passed a law, so we're just going to let everybody deal with it, instead of saying these are our parameters and either you like it or you don't play. Because let's be real, there's no other place for an 18-year-old to go play. And I always like the fact of kids getting paid. Like, I've been an advocate for that going back 20-some-odd years. They should get a piece of the pie. If their jersey sells for $100 at the bookstore, they should get 10 of it. Or if they're able to go out and do an autograph signing, they can go make their own money. What I thought it was going to be was something along those lines. Hey, kids' jersey sells. They're in EA Sports College Football. You know, Gary Fronrath Chevrolet, and I'm going way back. I don't even know if that's still
that's
a dealership.
That's an unbelievable reference.
Down in Florida. But you know what I'm getting at, Hawk? Gary Fronrath Chevrolet goes, hey, we love Gino Toretta. He's getting an IROC Z, and we're going to give him $5,000. That's what I thought it was going to be, not kids begging for $4 million after an average redshirt freshman season where they were getting $2 million to walk in the door. Like, the NCAA is a joke. The college football needs to get away from them. They need a governing body with some damn balls. Get rid of the NCAA. Get some parameters in place. Stop letting the kids run everything. Do they deserve money? Yes. But should they have parameters? Absolutely.
And I think you will one day. And I just want to, because I want to move on. I don't want to get bogged down in this because we could talk about this till we're blue in the face. But I just want to say on the Nico situation, I'm all for what he did. Doesn't mean that you're going to get rewarded every time. It happened to Caleb right. Martin with the Heat. Uh-huh. It happened to someone on the Lakers. Remember someone on the Lakers passed
Dennis,
down.
Dennis Schroeder, right? Wasn't it Dennis Schroeder?
Dennis Schroeder passed up a ton of money. Thinking he was going to get more out. That's the way it works. Sometimes it works in your benefit. Sometimes it doesn't. That's just the way that the free market system works. I do think there will be parameters, though.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.